Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hey, what's up? Merry Christmas and welcome to Serious Issues, a weekly comic book podcast, even recording on Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho.
It's definitely Christmas.
100%. There's a chill in the air.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Because we're in an air-conditioned room because it's 45 degrees. My name's Andrew Levins.
My name is Siobhan Coombs.
The spirit of Christmas herself.
That's me. The ghost of Christmas future.
Oh, wow.
And while it make you all think about your deaths.
It may not actually be Christmas when we're recording, but I did just get an email saying, "Hi, Andrew. It's almost time to pick up your Christmas ham."
That's nice. But also, the owner of King's Comics, George, just walked through in a shirt which is covered in little Superman symbols. And that's my Christmas present. Oh, you've got a black one with Batman symbols on it too. Oh, that's nice.
Adorable. Comics are for adults too, Sean. And that's what this podcast is all about. Usually we spend every episode reviewing the comics
best
that came out.
Dongs of comics.
The best dongs of the week. All the comics that came out the week prior to the one we were recording. And this week, since it's the holidays, we are going to give you a gift, and that gift is the reveal of who won the best comics and creators and characters and all that kind of shit. We did awards, basically.
As partially chosen by us, but then voted on by you.
Yeah, so no one wins. except the winners.
Yes.
The winners definitely win. So I'm refreshing the voting page one last time. We had our big best comics of 2017 survey that went out 2 weeks ago, and a few hundred people voted in this.
Thanks for voting, guys.
We should aim for thousands next year.
Yes.
Then the year after that, tens of thousands.
Next year, make all of your family do it.
Yeah, that's right. Actually, no, I like that only people who actually read comics vote, because otherwise it's just like, oh, Batman. And that's pretty much what happened for one of them. Actually, the very first thing we vote for. this episode is going to be us reading through the awards and who won each of them. So we've got best series, best artists, best writers, best colorist, best character, best very specific series, different publishers, all kinds of awards, best movie, best TV.
Nice.
So are you ready? Are you struggling? You're going to be doing a lot of reacting.
Yeah, I was going to say, should I get up the survey as well so that you can have a break from reading them out?
Oh, that's a good idea. Cool. Yeah, great. No problem. Okay,
but
cool.
I need the login and stuff.
No, if you just hit okay, you can read out. I'll read out the answers, cool. The winner, and you nice. Can read out the nominees.
Oh, this is like a surprise for me too then.
You can be like, and the nominees are.
Nice.
Oscar voice.
That's all I've ever wanted.
So a Christmas gift to you, dear folks, the winners of the illustrious Serious Issues Awards for 2017.
Yep.
Let's begin with the most fantastic award ceremony. I should warn, if you do speak too much, I'm going to do my best impersonation of an orchestra.
Oh, cool.
To play you off. Because everyone knows you're the one of the two of us that talks too much.
I'm definitely. That's definitely.
The first award is for Best DC Series. Now, this is a comic book published by DC, which stands for Detective Comics.
But they're not just Detective Comics.
No, they exclusively publish comics about detectives.
Yeah. Yep, that's it.
That's it. That's
our story. So the nominees for Best DC Series are Batman by Tom King and various. Do I have to read everyone out?
Yeah.
Joel Jones, Mikael Janin, Mitch Gerards. Gerards. Have you heard someone's?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Mitch Gerards, Clay Mann, Danny Mickey, David Finch, and Jason Fabok. A lot of people. Aquaman by Dan Abnett and Stepan Sejic. Nailed it. The Wildstorm by Warren Ellis and John Davis Hunt. Shade the Changing Girl by Cecil Castellucci and Marley Zarconi. Mr. Miracle by Tom King and Mitch Gerads. Mother Panic by Jody Hauser, John Paul Leon, and Sean Crystal.
Siobhan.
Yes.
What do you think won?
I think probably Batman won.
You would think correctly. But before we tell you who won, I'll let me tell you who came third.
Nice.
Was Shade, the Changing Girl.
Oh, yay. That's
by Cecil Castellucci.
Cool.
And Molly Zarconi, which probably would have been my favorite.
Oh, yeah?
Well, actually, Batman. Batman got number one. It was deservedly
so. It is very good.
It's so, so good. And not only, it's almost like there's the story behind that comic, just as a reader, we spent all of last year going, what's Tom King doing?
What is he doing?
What are we heading towards?
And then suddenly, like, oh, I think I know
everything,
what he's doing.
Everything slotted into place this year. And we got the incredible war of jokes and riddles. And then the proposal between Batman and Catwoman. And the fantastic arc which followed with Joel Jones on art, which I think is some of the
it's
best
Batman
comics.
It's been the
Batman
highlight
comics.
For me.
Yeah, me too.
And Batman is consistently the highest selling comic across the board, and it's nice when it deserves it.
Yes, 100%. That's a really, really good point. So, yeah, that was our winner. Coming in third place is Shade the Changing Girl, and in the middle, another Tom King book, Mr. Miracle.
And there you go.
Which has only had 5 issues at this point of recording, but people do love it quite a lot.
And people have a short memory.
Very true. But like this list, you know, it is cool to find out what everyone's favorite comics were, but also, you know, we stand by all the comics that we put on this list, except for the event one later.
Yeah.
You know, these all come highly recommended by both of us, especially if you're looking for gifts for people or for yourself.
Yeah.
With that Christmas bonus that you just found out you got today.
Yeah.
On today, the day we're recording, the 25th of December, Christmas
25th
Day.
25th of December, when we all get our Christmas bonuses. At King's, our Christmas bonuses come in the form of vouchers for the store, but it's the best Christmas bonus of all time.
Yeah, that's pretty rad.
I love it.
Because, one of the biggest temptations of working in a comic book store would just be spending all of the money that you earn here on the store.
That was my life for the first, 3-4 years.
And being given a voucher to do exactly that must be very gratifying.
It's a delight.
So the next one we have is the best Marvel series comic book published by none other than...
Timely Comics.
That's right. The House of Mouse.
So the nominees for best Marvel series are The Mighty Thor by Jason Aaron, Russell Dauterman, Valerio Schiti, Matt Wilson, and various artists. Black Bolt by Saladin Ahmed and Christian Ward. The Unbeatable Squirrel Girl by Ryan North, Erica Henderson, and Rico Renzi. Black Panther by Ta-Nehisi Coates. Brian Stelfreeze, Wilfredo Torres, Christopher Sprouse, and Leonard Kirk. Runaways by Rainbow Rowell, Chris Anka, and Matt Wilson. And Silver Surfer by Dan Slott, Mike Allred, and Laura Allred. I can't really speak for the Silver Surfer because I haven't read it, but it comes extremely highly recommended to me.
And it was, you know, it's very rare that you see a Marvel book be allowed to tell an entire, long run and end naturally.
Tell a story the way it needs to.
Exactly. Instead of morphing into another book or being first to merge with another book or whatever.
Mm.
It did suffer a renumbering at some point. But the story was just, you know, never had to tie into anything.
Mm.
It was brilliant. And that's why it came second.
Nice.
I should tell you the percentage of people. 15% of votes went to Silver Surfer, which came second.
Wow.
In third place was The Unbeatable Squirrel Girl.
Oh, nice.
By Ryan North, Erica Henderson, and Rico Renzi, which means in the first place, you're going to take a stab.
I think it's probably a Thor.
Yep. The Mighty Thor by Jason Aaron, Russell Dauterman, Valerio Schiti. Matt Wilson and various artists with 42% of the vote. Pretty
also
good.
Also deserved.
Definitely. Sadly, with the least votes is the Runaways.
I mean, issue 3 has just come out.
Is it 3 or 4? Issue 4 has just come out.
Was it? Oh, really?
Yeah.
Whatever.
But I think that's probably the most niche on there.
Mm.
I dare say that it's going to be a nominee next year, and I hopefully it finds some more fans by then because it's one of my favorites. I'll go back to DC very quickly, just so you can keep up to date with some of the things that just we can work out what's the most unanimously loved comic.
Mm.
With 51% of the vote, Batman won DC,
mm-hmm.
and Mr. Miracle 28%, which means that 79% of people voted for a Tom King book. Pretty insane.
That is insane. You're all insane.
Best image series.
This has got to be the toughest
Yeah.
pick.
Yeah, it was a very, very tough pick. Incredible list of nominations, which Siobhan will read to you right now.
Best Image Series. Kill or Be Killed by Ed Brubaker, Sean Phillips, and Elizabeth Breitweiser. Snot Girl by Brian Lee O'Malley and Leslie Hung. Spy Seal, The Court and Steel Phoenix by Richard Tommaso. Royal City by Jeff Lemire. Crosswind by Gail Simone and Kat Staggs. And The Old Guard by Greg Rucka and Leandro Fernandez.
What do you think won?
Crosswind. No one likes that book except me, and I think it's bullshit.
Hey, 8%. You like 8% of voters.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that.
This
my
is
little 8% friends.
You are the 8%.
I think probably Kill or Be Killed.
That's right.
Have we just put the first... Did the first answer just win every single time?
Yeah.
That would be pretty funny.
Oh, my God. Well, no. Okay. Soon it doesn't, but the next one does too. But Kill or Be Killed with 40% of votes going to Kill or Be Killed, which, I mean, we even kind of said that that's our favourite series of the year, like when it comes down to it.
It's
if you force a company to pick, at gunpoint to pick one, Kill or Be Killed. And so it makes no surprise to me that it won Best Image Series. But coming in on second place was Snot Girl with 14% of the vote and Spy Seal in third place with 13% of the
Amazing.
Vote.
Amazing. But I mean, it just speaks to how good a year Image has had that we didn't even include like Black Magic or a whole bunch of books that we love.
Totally.
There's too much good shit at Image.
Way too much good shit. I would recommend every single one of those series as like, you know, trades you should at least buy the first one off.
Absolutely.
Or if not, the Tintin tribute oversized collection edition.
I'm
going to
buy that. I'm
going to
buy that for my sister.
Spicy.
She was out in time for Christmas.
So the next award is for Best Other Publisher Series.
Broad.
Very broad. This includes publishers like Dark Horse, Lion Forge. You'll find out more when Siobhan reads the nominees.
So we've got Black Hammer by Jeff Lemire, Dean Ormston and David Rubin. From Rubin. From Dark Horse. Jazz Maynard by Raoul and Roger by...
Is it Raleigh?
Raleigh.
Whatever.
From Magnetic Press.
Worst pronunciation of the year.
Ghost Money by Thierry Smolderen and Dominique Bertail from Magnetic Press. Lion Forge again. Heathen by Natasha Alterici from Vault Comics. Motro by Ulysses Farinas and Ryan Hill from Oni Press. And Motor Girl by Terry Moore, which is put out by Abstract Studios.
So, any guess? When he
Black
gets here?
Hammer.
Black Hammer with an astounding 63% of the vote.
It's a great
takes the
comic.
Top spot. Brilliant comic, and had a strange year with long gaps between issues, and also a spin-off series, which I think is really good. You can tell that Lemire is kind of building a world for this comic to sit in.
Absolutely.
Having stories and flashbacks and stuff within it, different characters. It's definitely my favorite. I don't know if it's my favorite Lemire book of the year, but
that's a huge thing.
Yeah,
he's had such an incredible year. I've always been a big Jeff Lemire fan, but he's really done some amazing comics this year.
Yeah, it's totally crazy that Royal City, his Image book, didn't get many votes in the Image book, but then his Black Hammer just dominated.
Black Hammer's more fun, I can imagine,
very,
and it's
very
also
fun.
Such a like comic book fans comic.
And then this is really cool. The two most independent books. Which are Motor Girl by Terry Moore came second, and then Heathen by Natasha Alterici through Vault came third, which is super cool.
To hear that.
Yeah, really, really awesome. And good to see that not that many people skipped that. There was the option to skip questions, and normally, like people, other publishers, it's a bit daunting. Like, I don't read ones that don't have DC, blah, 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 blah. Not that many people skipped it this year, which is awesome. Hopefully, it means that the podcast is getting more people into more obscure, smaller titles. Now we move on to Best All Ages Series.
All right. This is a big one.
Yeah.
So we've got The Unbeatable Squirrel Girl by Ryan North, Erica Henderson, Rico Renzi from Marvel, Super Sons by Peter Tomasi, Jorge Jimenez, and various artists at DC, Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur by Amy Reeder, Brandon Montclair, Natasha Bustos, and Tamara Bombian at Marvel, Mech Cadet U by Greg Pak, Takeshi Miyazawa, and Triona Farrell at Boom Studios, Your Pal Archie by Ty Templeton and Dan Parent, obviously from Archie, and The Backstages by James Tinian IV and Ryan Sieg from Boombox.
Fantastic. Any guesses as to what the winner would be?
I would love it if it was Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur.
Yeah, me too. Unfortunately, I came third.
Okay. That's fine, I suppose. Super Sons?
Yeah.
Super Sons, the first arc was incredible.
It was my least favorite book on this list. But I still...
You're all wrong, is what we're trying to say.
I still enjoyed what that book is at its heart. I just didn't enjoy any of the stories.
Yeah.
But I love the dynamic between John Kent and Damian Wayne. I think that's one of Tomasi's strongest points is his ability to write really believable, fun children.
Mm-hmm.
Their kind of bratty dynamic is my favorite thing about that book. And so that would be, if I was to vote for it, that would be why.
Yeah.
And also Jorge Menez. Incredible. The issues that he draws are incredible. Really, really very, very good. But yeah, Unbeatable Squirrel Girl came second, and Moongirl and Devil Dinosaur came third. There's the one book on there that I would love to recommend more people read is Metcadet You.
Yeah.
By Greg Pak and Takeshi Miyazawa. Super, super good.
Yeah, agreed.
So now we move on to Best Miniseries.
And everything in this.
Yeah, this was.
I want all of these to win.
This is the hardest one for me to vote for. But until I reread it, and then I was like, wait a minute, that's definitely the best. So the nominees for Best Miniseries are
Plastic by Doug Wagner, Daniel Hilliard, and Laura Martin mm-hmm. from Image Comics. Kill the Minotaur by Chris Pasetto, Christian Cantamessa, Lucas Kettner, and Jean-Francois Beaulieu.
Mm-hmm.
Also from Image. Secret Weapons by Eric Heisserer, Raoul Allen, and Patricia Martin from Valiant Comics. Four Kids Walk Into a Bank by Matthew Rosenberg and Tyler Boss out from Black Mask. Spy Seal, The Court and Steel Phoenix by Rich Tomasso, again from Image. And Sword Quest by Chad Bowers, Chris Sims, and Ghost Rider X from Dynamite.
Any guesses as to what won?
I reckon Four Kids Walk Into a Bank.
You would be correct.
It's a hit.
It's an absolutely brilliant, brilliant miniseries.
Absolutely.
Have you finished it yet?
No, I need to get the trade.
Take the trade home today.
Yeah, I should.
From your local comic book store, which happens to be King's Comics. We're recording right now, 310 Street,
Day.
Sydney. That's right. Why do they open just for us? Kingscomics.com if you don't want to leave your house on Christmas Day. The website's still up and running.
Yeah.
You'll get it by New Year's Eve.
You probably
or your
won't.
Money back.
You probably won't. We do not endorse that.
With 27% of the vote, Four Kids Walk Into the Bank.
Oh, cool.
One of my... Just a brilliant book that I'll probably read. It's one of those ones that I want to read once a year to see just a brilliant comic with incredible storytelling. In second place is Kill the Minotaur.
Ah, cool.
Image.
I'm glad to hear that.
And third place goes to Spy Seal, The Court and Steel.
No love for creepy perverts who like plastic.
No, unfortunately not. Or a little bit of love. 11% of love.
Yeah, it's not enough.
Unfortunately, Sword Quest gets the least love.
I think that's fair.
We championed it pretty hard, though.
It's good, but...
Yeah, it is good. You're right.
It's not plastic good.
Now we move on to the big one, Siobhan.
Yeah.
The big award.
This is the biggest trophy. We're sending out trophies, guys. I'm carving them. So this is Best Ongoing Series. So the nominees are Kill or Be Killed by Ed Brubaker, Sean Phillips, and Elizabeth Breitweiser. Batman by Tom King, etc. Black Hammer by Jeff Lemire, etc. Mighty Thor by Jason Aaron, etc. I'm not meaning to be rude to the artists. It's just I've already read these out a lot. Snot Girl, and then The Flintstones by Mark Russell and Steve Pugh.
Yeah,
I
forgot to put them on. Yeah, so late that I forgot to put them on the DC list.
Nice.
But they made the best ongoing series list because even though that series, ended at the start of the year, it was one of our favorite books. And
I can't wait for the Snagglepuss comic.
Oh my god! Yeah, starting very early in next year. It's going to be great. Any guesses as to what how this goes? Actually, yeah, order this from smallest to who do you think came sixth?
I think the Flintstones came sixth.
Nope.
No way. Then I think Snot Girl came
sixth.
Yes,
it did.
Then I think Flintstones came fifth.
Nope.
No way. Okay. Black Hammer came fifth?
Yep.
Then the Flintstones?
Yes.
Then Thor?
No.
Then Kill or Be Killed?
Yes.
Then Thor, then Batman.
That's right. So Batman number one with... 38% of the vote.
You all need to branch out.
Was it so?
I said you all need to branch out.
Yeah. it was a great book.
It
and
it,
like you said, it's one of the most beloved superhero.
Yeah.
And it's the highest selling book, and when it is deserving of that praise and that those sales numbers, it's a good time in comics.
Absolutely.
I think definitely this last year of Batman, 100% worthy of the best series of the year. Maybe not my personal best series of the year. I would have given that to Kill or Be Killed.
Mm-hmm.
Good to see.
Democracy doesn't work.
Democracy doesn't work? No, never. we can give our opinions.
Yeah.
And they can be the real awards, should you choose to listen to this episode that way. What would be your pick from that list for best comic of the year?
Probably Kill or Be Killed.
Yeah. I think we said that at the start of the episode. Don't need to ask you, really. I forgot to give the Mighty Thor run praise earlier in the episode. But... I really think, you know, it's just the kind of crown in Marvel's jewel at the moment, the one comic that is able to kind of rise up above all criticism.
And Jason Aaron and Russell Dauterman have done such an incredible job of making Jane Foster Thor such a compelling character and building up this world around her that builds on everything that's come before and celebrates the silliness of the Thor world while also having really heart-wrenching moments that Jason Aaron's so good at.
Definitely. And this year also gave us the War Thor, which yes. I thought was a really great distraction from Jane for a few issues.
Yeah.
And seeing that fantastic 700th issue was just such an incredible collection of great art with fun storytelling.
Absolutely agreed.
So now we move on to Best First Issue. As you know from listening to the podcast,
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Every single episode begins with us doing First Things First, in which we review all of the number one issues from the week beforehand. So we thought we should try and remember some of those good first issues and put them on this list. So the nominations are
Batman Elmer Fudd, issue 1 by Tom King and Lee Weeks. Moon Knight 188 by Max Bemis and Jason Burrows. Notably, not a first issue, but first issue of a really great arc.
That's right.
So I think it counts. Fence, issue 1 by Australia's own C.S. Pacat and Joanna the Mad from Boombox. Aliens Dead Orbit, issue 1 by James Stokoe from Dark Horse. Royal City, issue 1 by Jeff Lemire at Image. And Shaolin Cowboy, Who'll Stop the Rain, issue 1 by Jeff Darrow, also from Dark Horse. I don't know what wins this.
You're going to hate it. That's my cue.
There you go.
The Batman Elmer Fudd by Tom King and Lee Weeks through DC. A comic that makes no sense, but I thought
it
was the only good one of those bizarre mashup comics we got.
Yeah.
I thought that actually the fact that, you know, we saw Porky's Bar show up in the Batman annual that came out a couple of weeks ago that Lee Weeks drew.
Yeah.
Do you notice that?
Yeah. Yeah, that was good fun.
I love that they've kind of made it lore. Almost canon in this the regular Batman universe. I thought it was like, you know, I get that you hated.
I don't know why. Again, this is just one of these Tom King things that just didn't appeal to me, and I can't really figure out why. But it just didn't rub me the wrong way, guys.
41% of the vote.
You're mad.
I disagree with you. Moon Knight 188 came second with 30% of the vote, and then a big dip, 10% of the vote goes to Royal City Number 1 by Jeff Lemire.
Yeah, there you go.
Best first issue written by Colin Bunn.
This is the big one, guys.
Colin Bunn's been working very, very hard writing as many number ones as possible, so much so that we forgot a bunch of them.
Yeah.
But he take a deep breath, Siobhan, and let us know what they are.
Okay. Regression, issue 1. Monsters Unleashed, issue 1. Monsters Unleashed, issue 1, with an exclamation mark.
Well, you read it as a question mark.
That's what it should have been called.
That's coming out this year, next year.
The Unsound, issue 1. X-Men Blue, issue 1. Venomverse, issue 1. Generations Phoenix and Jean Grey, issue 1. Micronauts, Wrath of Kaza, issue 1, The Damned, Ill-Gotten, issue 1, Dark Ark, issue 1, Unholy Grail, issue 1, Star Wars, Darth Maul, issue 1, Deadpool Kills the Marvel Universe, again, issue 1, and Grave Lilies, issue 1. I don't even remember Grave Lilies. What's that?
We didn't read it. I was looking for number one. So he was. I was. You know, allowing all Jason research. One number one enthusiasts to have their to find the number one for them.
I don't know what wins this. Does anyone win this? No one wins.
Cullen Bunn wins.
The many Cullen Bunns win.
The Cullen Bunniverse. So with 21% of the vote, X-Men Blue number one.
I think it's just because no one read any of the other ones. I would have given it to Dark Ark, just for the hilarious concept alone.
And the ability to be barked by a dog.
Yeah.
Dark Ark. Star Wars Darth Maul number one got 17% of the vote, and Deadpool Kills the Universe again, 16% of the vote, third place.
Pretty interesting stuff. Guys are just going for the things that you know. That's why Batman
wins. Stop criticizing our listeners. They're great.
You're boring. No, you're all great.
You're pushing them away, and they can't become better people when you do that.
Oh, that's true.
I accept your flaws, dear listeners.
I don't. Do better. So next is Best Graphic Novel. So we have Roughneck by Jeff Lemire, My Brother's Husband by Gengoro Tagami, Savage Town by Declan Shalvey, Philip Barrett, and Jordi Belair, Jane by Aline Brosh McKenna and Ramon K. Perez, My Lesbian Experience with Loneliness by Kabi Nagata, and Hometime by Campbell White. I reckon Roughneck wins.
Yep, with 46% of the vote, 47% of the vote, Roughneck is the winner of this one. But you'll be very surprised.
It's an incredible book.
You'll be very surprised with what came second.
Was it My Lesbian Experience with Loneliness? Heck yeah! I'm really pleased about that. That was a really incredible book.
I don't want to slam dunk on our listeners again, but you don't slam dunk, you just dunk. I don't want to dunk on these listeners again, but... I reckon at least 10% of the people that voted just saw the word lesbian.
And they were like, yeah.
Woo!
Read it. It's actually really depressing.
Take that, you idiots. Number 11 is The Best Colorist.
Hard. Okay. So Tamara Bombion from Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur, Doom Patrol, Wayward, Uncanny Avengers, etc. Elizabeth Breitweiser from Kill or Be Killed and Batman. Out. Always favorite Jordi Belair from Redlands, Batman, Injection, Doctor Strange, Hawkeye, They're Not Like Us. Matt Wilson, who's been doing incredible work on Paper Girls, The Wicked and the Divine, The Mighty Thor, and Runaways. Dave Stewart, the main guy at Dark Horse, who's done Shaolin Cowboy, Maestros, The Mighty Thor, and Laura Martin from Plastic, Wonder Woman, Star Wars, and Black Panther. I reckon... either Jordi Belair or Matt Wilson is.
Jordi Belair came first.
Nice.
With 44% of the vote, and just below her with 22% of the vote, Matt Wilson. And then in third place, Elizabeth Breitweiser.
Nice. I can stand by those wins.
I mean, I can stand by all. Anyone could have won that, and I'd be like, yeah, fair enough.
Great.
They're all great.
Good
choice. We're spoiled for choice when it comes to great colorists in comics. But I think, Geordie's attachment to the Batman comics probably would have given her a nice little nudge.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not to put a slight on any of the other great books that she worked on this year, including her own.
Yeah.
Redlands, very good.
She's very, very good.
Best artist, though.
Tough. This is a really tough one. So we have Joelle Jones from Batman, Supergirl Being Super, and Lady Killer, her own title. Stepan Sejic.
Stepjan. Look at that Step, J.
Yeah,
Stepjan.
But the Russian girl from Queen of
Kings. No, wait, sorry, it's not Stepan. It's Stepan. Stepan.
Okay, Stepan. Right. Whatever. Sejic. Anyway.
Someone did make a recording.
Going to do this every single time?
Yeah, I guess so. Until we get it right.
From Aquaman and Suicide Squad.
Until he calls up and be like, you guys did it.
Guys.
You're the first Australian podcast to pronounce my name right. Thank you.
Marley Zarconi from Shade the Changing Girl. Mitch Gerrards from Mr. Miracle and Batman, Nicola Scott from Wonder Woman and Black Magic, or David Rubin from Aether and Black Hammer. You're all too predictable, and I reckon Mitch Gerrards wins.
He did.
Predictable.
33%, but you'll be very pleased with who came second.
Joelle Jones?
Yep.
Good.
Batman really flying the flag for everything this year.
Yeah.
And then in third place, it is a tie.
Oh, cool.
Between Stepan Sejic and Nicola Scott.
That's good. I'm glad. I think Joelle Jones should have won.
Me too. She had personally. A great year this year with between Lady Killer, Supergirl Being Super, and
I think
Batman.
She's incredible.
She's real, real good. Good writer too.
Yeah, absolutely. Great writer.
Okay, and now we move on to a hilarious, just not a fair breakdown of votes. Best writer.
I can guess. So best writer, we've got Jeff Lemire, Cecil Castellucci, Matt Rosenberg, Jody Houser, Ulysses Farines, and Tom King. Who won?
Tom King with 55% of the vote. And then...
You all just love being depressed and thinking about PTSD.
And then second place, Jeff Lemire with 33%.
Yeah.
Then third place with 6% is Matt Rosenberg.
Fair enough, guys.
Yeah, totally. Look, I loved all the writing on there. I would love my boy Ulysses Farines to get higher up.
Yeah.
But hopefully we keep pushing his books to our listeners in the next year. We can see him, I don't know, hopefully get nominated again at the very least.
Let's hope so.
So those are the really, really best awards.
Yeah.
And now we move on to...
The Trash Awards.
The Trash Awards for Idiots. Best comic book event.
Doomsday Clock, DC Comics. Secret Empire from Marvel. Dark Knight's Metal from DC. Venomverse from Marvel. Justice League versus Suicide Squad from DC. Monsters Unleashed from Marvel. Or They All Sucked, Please Don't Make Me Choose One from us.
Any guesses as to what won the best event of the year? Keep in mind that these are the books that sell the most.
Yeah. I think Secret Empire probably was the best.
Right.
But I would be surprised if that's what won.
Yeah, it did not win.
Jim
the winner
audibly snorted at me. It was all right.
It was not.
Anyway. I reckon it was Doomsday Clock because people...
No, it was actually with 39% of the vote. They All Sucked, Please Don't Make Me Choose One.
Great call, guys. You win. The listener is the winner.
Dark Knight's Metal came in second place, and then Doomsday Clock.
Nice.
Secret Empire not far behind Doomsday Clock, though.
Okay.
But my favorite event, They All Sucked, Please Don't Make Me Choose One. Good to see a lot of people thinking the same way as me. Best comic book movie.
Okay, we've got Spider-Man Homecoming. Still haven't seen it.
Yeah, let me know which ones you've seen.
Haven't seen Spider-Man. Wonder Woman, did see. Thought it was all right. Guardians of the Galaxy 2, saw it. Left halfway through. It was fine. It was absolutely fine. Lego Batman, didn't see it. Thor Ragnarok, very enjoyable. Logan, yep, I also saw it. Also liked it. So I reckon Thor wins. I think people really like Thor.
With 19% of the vote in second place, Thor Ragnarok.
Second place.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. Does Logan win?
Yeah, Logan wins with 36% of the vote. And then in tied third place with 15.63% of the vote is Spider-Man Homecoming and Wonder Woman.
I think that's about correct.
Yeah. I liked Guardians of the Galaxy too. I know a lot of people didn't, but I don't know. I liked how kind of dumb it was.
You like being wrong.
I do love being wrong. And Lego Batman was real fun. It was a good year for superhero movies. It was also a great year for not putting Justice League as one of the nominations.
Yeah, that is a good year.
So now we move on to Best Comic Book TV Show, a category I know Siobhan has not watched one episode.
I have not watched any of these. So Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., who knows what that's about? The Defenders, also, who cares? The Punisher? Yep, fine. Legends of Tomorrow, what's that about? Runaways, and Legion, good.
Legion would be the only one that I think you would enjoy.
Yeah.
And that won.
Cool.
With 39% of the vote. That's awesome. In second place was The Punisher, 29% of the vote. That's a show that I unfortunately won't watch because I hated The Defenders so much. And it's The Punisher, just they have to suffer. But in third place, a show that I do watch and very much enjoy, in spite of how dumb it is in times, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Nice.
Just good little results there. Now for our favorite award to put together, because it is just us throwing names at each other. Last year, there were like 30 people you could have voted from. This time, we decided to... Take it down to six. Best character of the year, Spy Seal.
He's a spy. He's also a seal.
Kite Man.
Kite.
He's a kite. He's also a man. Snot Girl. She's
Bloody
snot.
Person.
She's also a girl. Squirrel Girl. She's a squirrel. She's also a girl. And Gabby from Wolverine. And Henry Cavill's mustache.
It's good. All good characters. I reckon Henry Cavill's mustache wins because people love a good comedy answer.
Classic.
39%
of the vote. They did it. And then in second place, we have Kite Man, as featured prominently in Tom King's Batman run. And in third place, Gabby from Wolverine.
Cool.
Cool.
I'm into that.
Now for the award you've all been waiting for.
It's the big one. This is the only one I care about, guys.
The best Serious Issues host. Siobhan won last year.
I did.
And so you want to read the nominations of Best Serious
Issues? As the reigning host? Best Serious Issues host. So the first option is Levins, obviously. Siobhan, great.
Obviously.
Boxes Being Taped, a fan favorite. Random Beeping, always a delight. My Baby, Shatterstar.
Who cried on, 40% of the episodes this year?
He's had a tough year, guys. And Jim, everyone's favorite Jim. My favorite Jim.
Any guesses as to who was the winner of this award?
I hope it's Jim.
With 7% of the votes in last place, it's Jim.
Oh, mean. That's rude. Then I reckon it's Random Beeping.
Hey,
Random Beeping.
That's amazing. Oh my How God. Do we time that? the Random Beeping is a scanner which I've never seen used.
No, we don't use it.
But it's just plugged into a computer all the time here, and it just beeps randomly. And no, there's no reason why. Sometimes it beeps multiple times in a row.
And we can't be bothered figuring out why.
Yeah. Then,
when we're recording.
It only gets plugged in when we record. Perfect. So, any guesses as to who won? You already said Jim.
I couldn't possibly pick it.
Shatterstar with 39% of the vote. Hey! Your baby, his first award.
That's nice.
And we have to spend much postage on the trophy that we ship out to all our winners.
Oh, that's good.
In second place, Random Beeping. In third place, Boxes Being Taped.
Nice.
But when it all comes down to it, which of the two actual hosts got the more votes this year, Siobhan?
I reckon it's you.
Look, I will say that maybe putting your baby in here jeopardized any chance you have had of getting more votes than me this year.
But the baby was a part of me for much of this year. It isn't so anymore. I think really it's
Look,
a victory
it
for me.
It escaped, and so did everyone who voted
escaped,
for you last year.
Damn it.
with 10% of the vote. Levins, 8%. Siobhan.
Guys.
Merry Christmas to
devastating.
Me.
Devastating. Heartbroken.
Wow. Those are our awards. That's all
You've
of
ruined
them.
Christmas for me.
It was already ruined. She hasn't bought anyone any presents
I
yet.
I haven't bought anyone any presents.
She doesn't deserve a Christmas.
Sweet.
No, it's Christmas Day.
It's Christmas Day.
But those are our awards. Thank you so much to everyone who voted. That was really fun to do. It takes a lot of time to put the survey together, but I'm glad to see so many hundreds of people voting in the awards. And now I have all your email addresses so sucked in. I'm going to spam you. With
dick pills.
No, yeah, with dong pills and also my voting campaign for you to vote for me again next year.
Ah, nice. Starting early.
Take down it's this idiot Shatterstar, whoever he is. if you want to come and discuss the results of this year's illustrious rewards and tell us how wrong everyone was, you can come and join us at our Facebook group, which is facebook.com/groups/Serious Issues Podcast. And it's a great place to discuss comics and every episode of the show each week that goes up with lots of great people from the comic book community all around the world.
Yeah, it's lovely.
It's really, really great time. Great place to waste all of your time.
Absolutely.
You can also find us on Twitter at @serious_issues or individually SiobhanCBG and @LevDog. You can send us an email seriousissues@kingscomics.com if you think we fucked up.
Mm.
Just make sure address to Siobhan and say, don't forward this to Levins, but you fucked up.
Yeah, it is a good idea if you write forward this to Levins in the subject line, as someone did for me last week. Thank you, Oliver. And also, just a shout out to Phil, who sent me an email, who's having a tough Christmas, and I hope you have a lovely Christmas. And thanks for listening.
I hope, Phil, if you're looking for something to cheer yourself up with, I would recommend any comic except for the events that we brought up in this episode.
Yep.
Comics are a great way to cheer yourself up.
Absolutely.
So spend all your money on them.
It's a good call.
Great advice, again. You can, if this is the first episode you've listened into, look, just know that it was a much better awards episode than last year's awards.
Oh my God, so much better.
Way less abuse being hurled by us at random people we don't know and Siobhan's sister.
Yeah.
Every single week we review all of the previous week's comics and let you know which are the good, the bad, and the ones you should be reading and the ones you should not.
Mm-hmm.
Really, that's the same thing.
Yeah,
the good, the bad. It's a bit of a it needs to go for longer. So if you've got any tips of how I should end our tagline, how I start each episode, let me know. Every single comic that we talked about on this episode, every single nominee, that is, you can find at King's Comics in Sydney, 310 Pitt Street, or kingscomics.com. As we mentioned in our last episode, there's a whole bunch of crazy warehouse classic finds making their way over to the King's website soon, and a bunch of sales on there now. Yeah. So head over there now, look for the comics we talked about there, and maybe you'll even find them discounted. Very, right. very cool. Yeah. Hope you have a great Christmas or a great whatever holiday it is you choose to celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope you spend the day after it avoiding all family and reading comics in a corner somewhere.
Eating leftovers.
Oh, man, so much ham. Remember so how I said my ham was ready?
Yeah.
I'm going to pick up my ham. ham. thank you so much for listening to us, not just today, but also every day that we put out an episode this year. We put out a whole bunch.
We sure did.
How many weeks are there in a year?
52. I only know that because of DC Comics. Thanks, comics.
So I think we probably put out, including bonus stuff, 50.
More than that.
Yeah. If you want to get more than 52 episodes of Serious Issues a year, the easiest way to do that is to support us on Patreon, patreon.com/Serious Issues Podcast. Every month we put up a graphic novels episode where we talk about the graphic novels we've read. Some of them are new, some of them are classics. And plus you get like just off the cuff crazy jokes that from just...
Just crazy.
Wild banter.
Absolutely. From professionals at the top of their game.
thank you so much for listening and for voting. And I hope you have an incredibly great end of this year and an even better next, John.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shimon doesn't.
No, I don't. That's all.
That's all? That's the end?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Bye. Hey, stay serious. Hey, this is Levins. Thanks so much for listening to Serious Issues. If you're not completely sick of my voice by now, why don't you check out one of my other podcasts? One is called Hey Fam, and it's about comedy and pop culture, so like comic book movies and comic book TV shows, all that kind of thing. The other one is called The Mitchin, and it's all about the food and bar scene in Sydney. You can find both of them on iTunes or download them directly at yolevins.com/podcasts. Thanks so much for your support, and I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates. I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.